Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, this is where you help out. Maybe you've gone through a situation like this. Maybe you have been in something similar and you can offer some advice. Doesn't even have to be professional advice, just some advice, a friendly voice. For our friend here. I said it's anonymous. Actually, he signed it differently, though. It's Andrew. So Andrew wrote us an email, Krista, last week, and it says this. Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show. I especially love how ex-positive it is, which is why you guys are perfect to help me. I feel like my marriage is falling apart, and I'm the only one who realizes it. Me and my wife haven't slept together in 6 months, and I can't stand it much longer. Now, I would never be unfaithful, but come on, it's getting ridiculous. I've done everything I can think of. I've helped out as much as I can around the apartment. I've spiced up the romance, bought gifts, everything. Still, our sex life is dry as the Sahara Desert. I tried bringing up this to my wife. She doesn't seem to get it. She doesn't know where I'm coming from. For her, sex is a mechanical exercise, basically another chore that she doesn't want to do anymore. She doesn't get that for me. It's about more than just having fun and finishing. I want to feel the closeness and intimacy of another person. That's why we're together. If we can't figure something out, I'm worried that things are going to blow up and eventually I am going to be done with this relationship. So what do you think we should do? Is there anything I can do? So he says at the very end, he'd be grateful for anybody with any ideas at 321-0931. Yeah. Let's get to Michelle this morning. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on with you this morning?
Not much. Just on my way to work. I figured I'd get a little advice.
Yeah, so Andrew's marriage is dried up here, he says, like the Sahara, and he doesn't know what he should do. He's at least tried to do some stuff, like helping and spicing up the sex life, but nothing's working. What do you think?
I've never been married, so I have never been in that situation, but my sister was in that situation where her and her husband were married, and he just wasn't attracted to her anymore, and she ended up going her own way. I'm not saying cheating's the answer, but sometimes after you've done what you could do, it's better just to move on. I mean. I wouldn't waste my time on something. I know marriage is, easier said than done, but if there's nothing there, then what's the point of staying together?
Yeah, no, I mean, unfortunately, that's a very real possibility. Thanks for calling, by the way.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, and here's where it's hard, is like, well, when you're married, and not even when you're boyfriend or girlfriend, it's tough, but when you're married, mm-hmm. you're legally bound. Maybe you have kids. Property. Maybe you have, it's sometimes harder. It shouldn't be. I mean, really, when you think about it, you should just want to be happy, but sometimes like, oh my gosh, the amount of stuff that has to happen for a divorce is so great that you just stay together. I'm not saying it's right, but it happens all the time.
If you know you still love that person, no matter what, and you're going through this issue, you need to do everything you possibly can in every single outlet before you decide to call it quits.
Yeah.
I think people, they just get out of marriage too fast.
Let's talk to Steve this morning. Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You wonder why divorce rate is so high nowadays, but I see this a lot. I'm in my 40s, 28 years, been with my wife. There's so many different things that it could be. I mean, is it an attraction problem? Physical, is there some kind of resentment going on? I think this guy needs to, I like the therapist thing, but I think he needs to maybe talk a little bit more, maybe try some date nights where they're, one-on-one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they've got to get to the bottom of it. Is she not attracted to him anymore? Or is it something other than that?
Yeah.
Have you been through this with your wife since you've been married a long time?
Well, we struggle all the time. She has a self-image problem, which is a killer for a guy who's extremely attracted to his wife.
Oh. Yeah. That's a very common thing, too. I mean, if a woman, or a guy, but if we're talking about women in this case, if they don't like themselves, nothing you can say or do will help them.
When we don't feel sexy, we don't want you looking, we don't want you. It can cause, extreme anxiety for a lot of women.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. And And, you know, we work out together, and that helps a lot.
Oh, I love that.
But the age that we are, body fat doesn't come off like when we're 20.
Yeah.
So,
amen on that, brother.
Stuff. But I think this guy needs to ask more questions. You know, it's a lot easier to divorce a roommate than it is a wife. And they need to stop being roommates and start being husband and wife.
Man, that's some good advice, dude. Thank you very much for calling us, Steve. You call us anytime, okay?
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. That was a very smart comment there. That guy seems like he...
There's not one simple thing.
No.
Just definitely need to...
Let's get to Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
So what do you think Steve is in this... Andrew's in this marriage. 6 months, really haven't been intimate with his wife. She doesn't see what's wrong with that. He's tried everything. What do you think? Is there anything he can do? Has this happened to anybody that you know?
Well, I would say I've been in my marriage for 12 years. Sometime appearance and sexual intimacy is not really, really that important. Marriage is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's not really putting much effort. You know, you can't just buy a woman something and expect her to like it or, you know, like you can't just bribe a girl into, it takes time. I mean, you said that they've only been married for 6 months, right?
Well, no, he says he hasn't been intimate in 6 months, but I don't know how long he's been. He doesn't say how long he's been married.
Okay, well, I know it was a tough ride for me. I mean, every relationship is different, but as long as you show that the woman is wanted, as long as you show her love and affection, don't go out and buy stuff. Don't do like any other man would do. I mean, I don't know if you do that.
The lingerie shopping, yes.
Yeah,
That's not going to do
something,
it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, like, work your way through it, and every relationship has issues.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you can't just give up right away. That's what my husband told me. He said, if you're going to marry me, you can't decide to get up and leave, even if it's something little.
Yeah.
You have to show affection. I don't know if he's lacking affection to her. Some women really do like to be, you know, told, well, it's like, you know, the little things. Oh, you look very pretty, or just don't go out and buy stuff. I mean,
so you're saying don't come at it with a, you know, in a way where you're buying gifts or just do more of a personal thing. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate your input here on Relationship Rehab. Let's get to Nina real quick. Hi, Nina. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. Thanks for calling us this morning for Relationship Rehab. So Andrew has been with his wife for a while. Last 6 months, nothing as far as the sex. And he wants to know what he should do. He's tried a lot, at least. He's trying to help around the house, spice up the romance, buying gifts. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. So I'm listening to this. Like, call me crazy, but I think we need to all read between the lines. Like, I don't think the girl wants to continue. I mean, really, 6 months and nothing's been discussed, nothing sort of kind of changed. I mean, he's trying, but I don't know. I mean, there's just like this, there's something weird about it. I mean, maybe it's like the patriarchy of him wanting it, and maybe it's all about him, and it's so beyond repair that she's sort of kind of given up and probably in that predicament of like, what do I do at this point? Like, I'm going to have to get a divorce. I got to think it through. I think we need to read between the lines, and this is what's going on. 6 months? Come on.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Should have happened by now, don't you think?
Yeah. It's a long time. Thanks for calling, by the way. We appreciate it.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah.
Yep,
take care.
You
thank you, love.
Relationship Rehab. It's 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not. 51-year-old guy named Timothy McTingle.
Oh.
Krista.
Okay.
Now Tim McTingle. Not only
can you take this guy serious?
Not only does he have a great name.
Okay.
But he took his wife to the grocery store in East Sussex.
Okay.
Who says romance is dead? Taking the old wife to the grocery store. Anyway, he stayed in the car with their dog as she went inside. Now, he got a little bored because she was in there for a little bit. So he decided to do what any normal person would do with a dog inside her car. He decided to pass his time by pleasuring himself.
Come on.
He said,
come on,
you know what,
guy.
I got enough time. Anyway, shockingly, somebody in the crowded public parking lot managed to see him going to town with himself and called the cops. He was arrested. You know, he was just in court. He told the judge, I really didn't think anybody would see me. I'm mortified about the whole thing. And my dog is scarred for life. He didn't say that, but I'm imagining that the dog is scarred for life.
It is really awkward when your dog is in your room, I mean, staring at you, and the cat's on the bed.
And your room is bad enough.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, right next to you? Like,
no. No.
What are you doing?
I can feel that hot breath. Get it all hot.
At least you're not.
All right, at least you're not. A 21-year-old guy. Two of them named Noah and Zach from Cromwell, Connecticut. Now, Noah and Zach, well, they were trying to score some cocaine about 12:15 p.m. on a Sunday.
Good.
Sitting around the house on Sunday at about 12 noon thinking, man, I can go for some cocaine, guys. Well, they figured the best place to do it was a little bar that was across the street from the local police station. Why they thought that was the best place, I don't know. But they went in there, and the very first dude they rolled up into, they said, hey, man, you got any coke? Of course, it turned out that it was an off-duty cop, but that wasn't even their dumbest move. The cop was like, oh, yeah, dude, I got some for $60. And I tell you what, if you need cash, there's an ATM across the street in the front lobby of the police station. So Noah and Zachary went over to the police station in the lobby. They took out the money, the ATM, and as soon as they did, they were promptly arrested for being dumb.
Yeah.
And for possessing and conspiracy to possess narcotics. Come on, guy. Don't go to a police station and try to get money out of the ATM to buy cocaine from a cop across the street.
Not everyone is experienced in this field. You got to give them a break. Everyone has to start somewhere, Marco.
Well, they started. Now they're starting in jail.
That's right.
Good for them. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 21-year-old named Jared Price from upstate New York. Now, somebody called cops on Saturday to report a suspicious vehicle about 40 miles southeast of Buffalo. So, of course, the cops went there and it was Jared's car. Why was it suspicious? Well, cops saw a car at an intersection that didn't have any windshield in it. It didn't have any doors on it. It had no license plates. And there was an axe. That's right, an axe embedded into the roof. Now, it's not clear why the axe got there or who put it there. Maybe Jason Voorhees? I don't know. Wasn't that in New York? Upstate New York?
There was Freddy versus Jason. That was in New York.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out that it wasn't clear why he was driving with all this stuff, but he was impaired by a combination of drugs and alcohol. Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
Worst part is he didn't have his registration or insurance. That's not the worst part.
Dude, you didn't get the gig.
I mean,
come
on, guy.
Did not get the gig.
Yeah, you wonder why you got arrested. Hey, feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 25-year-old guy named Alexander Sperber. Now, Alex has been studying for his master's degree at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. But on Tuesday, he woke up and he decided to do what any master student would do.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to rob a bank today.
Do it.
Now, he did it, and I can see this because he thought it would help his comedy career. He wanted to launch a career in comedy and thought robbing this bank would be the best way to do it. Anyway, he walked into a bank in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He claimed he had a gun. He left the $4,700. Then, for some reason, he got naked and started running down the street, throwing cash in the air like a madman. Why? Well, a pack of the red dye went off in the bag that they gave him and exploded and got all over his clothes. So he had to take all those off and then start running down the street. Anyway, he was arrested back in 2014 for misusing 911. Other than that, his record's been pretty clear. But this is not good. But it did help his comedy career because here he is on this segment and we're all laughing at him.
This guy's amazing.
I mean, think about that.
He's gonna do well, man. Just imagine the amount of ramen he's gonna get for making guys laugh in jail. It's gonna be so much fun.
Especially if he's still naked.
Oh, God, please.
Right?
Please.
Marco and Crystal mornings. 93.1 Sounds.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.